Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Sore. Just got done at the gym, and Dalton's been kicking my ass there, so... Which I'm very appreciative of, but when I can't sit down at work because, you know, we did leg day on Monday and it's Wednesday and I still can't sit down, that's a good workout. But I hate him for it too, because, ow. You know, I mean, I know you don't work out, so.
Yeah, no. Nope. Well, that's not true. I technically do work out. Every now and then I go for a run. I was even talking about sex. I saw that finger go up. That's not what I was talking about.
The hand went up and I'm just like, wait a minute, where's the finger at? I mean, heck, we used to go, jogging back in the day at the Greenway.
Yeah.
Jogging, quotations. Like, I walked because I was fat.
Ugh.
And you were a good friend and walk with, so.
Damn straight. Well, it's no fun to go alone.
Well, true.
I mean, I guess sometimes it was fun, but.
You know what I always used to do? I always used to have a book and just walk the Greenway as I'm reading. Probably wasn't the smartest thing to do.
I don't know. See, when I worked at Peyton's, I used to read while I was walking to and from break.
Again, probably not the smartest thing to do.
I got yelled at like 6 different times.
Yeah.
Guess who it was every time?
Munger?
Carla.
Oh. Yeah,
every time. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, walking to break. And she's like, don't you think you should be reading in there? And I'm like, if I waited until I got in there to read, I wouldn't have enough time to read.
I have to eat too.
Exactly. Well, I used to read while I ate.
Well, so, yeah.
But it was also, you know, a fucking half mile walk from, you know, fast to
back,
the break.
Yeah, true. Which is annoying as hell. So today you are joining me. We're diving back into the Flash issue. Words are hard. We are diving back into the Flash issues.
We're flopping into the Flash.
Dude,
it's kind of flopping. Like, until we get to the end of these ones, it's kind of a flop.
You know what? Let's do the things that I do, yeah. And then we'll get into it and discuss it. We got some words to talk. So
words
to talk. So we're doing the Flash issues 333 to 339. They were published by DC Comics in 1984. The writer is Kerry Bates. Art was done by Carmen Infantino. Inks were done by Frank McLaughlin. Letters by Ben Oda and Phil Felix, and colors were done by Carl Gaffert. So we start out this first issue, and
we're at the Flash Museum.
Yeah, and we see
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it not in the TV? Oh, okay, yeah, it's not in the TV show.
Yeah. And that's
like actually smart.
That's the extent of my Flash knowledge.
Except for what we've been reading.
Yeah, except for what we've been reading on the trial.
Yeah, no, it's so the Flash Museum, I don't know exactly when it was built, but it's obviously there to honor the Flash and, you know, for what all the good deeds he's done in the city.
Come on, guys, Superman's got one. Give me one, too.
Superman doesn't have a Flash museum.
I don't have a Flash museum. Enter creepy music.
Whoops. No, he doesn't
I love
have...
you, Flash.
He's got his Fortress of Solitude, but that's like his home away from home.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a museum dedicated to him.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I'm not a DC guy.
I know. That's why I gotta explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
I gotta put you in your place.
That's fine.
Yep. But we start out, we have these three individuals getting ready to break down the door to the Flash Museum. I'm also very surprised when we see the very first page and they're standing outside the door. The guy's counting down, and on the very next page, dynamite magically appears at the door.
Well, dude, here's my thing. Okay, there are two women and one dude, right?
No, it's two dudes, one woman. That kid is
that's a girl.
That's a boy.
Or a boy. Yeah, it looks like a girl.
Well, the haircut.
Well, and the face, the way it's drawn.
The rounded.
And with the high cheekbones. Like, if you look at the woman's face, and you look at the one in the middle's face.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I knew who you're talking about.
Okay, well, see, I didn't realize that was another guy. But look at the dude at the door. How many 60-year-old white-haired dudes with wrinkly faces do you know that look ripped like that?
Yeah, well, they all look ripped. Like, super ripped. But yeah.
This is back before comic book artists realized that you could draw things that weren't, you know, rippling with muscles. And
oh, yeah, and then they got worse in the 90s when they had too much.
Yeah,
too much muscles.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Rob Liefeld and Captain America.
I know that tits.
Yeah.
I can't even turn this way.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I find funny is dynamite is placed on the outside of the door, but the blast blows the glass out instead of in.
But here's the thing. Maybe they opened the door, stuck the dynamite inside the inside of the door.
That's possible, which is why we didn't see it on the front page or on the front. I doubt it, but
I see. But the question then would be, why would they blow up?
Yeah, exactly. They are there to demolish the museum, so maybe they're being proper. They're proper criminals. Another thing I don't get though is they got the hoods on to break in,
and then they take them off as soon as they get inside.
Before they get inside,
Before they get inside, like maybe they're dust masks.
Maybe, but yeah,
guys, don't breathe any of this in.
They go in and they immediately run to a Flash statue and just start pummeling it, start hitting it with bats and a pickaxe and a mallet.
And a mallet, a wooden mallet.
Like, and it's chipping off the statue.
Right?
Like, all the stuff is...
This must have been the shit. Maybe it was made out of plaster.
It's possible.
All or plaster.
Wax wouldn't break.
It would break, but it wouldn't like...
chip off like that.
It looks... Yeah, because that looks like a rock that's coming off of there.
So these guys, these burglars, the three, the old man, this woman, and this kid, end up knocking the curator out, Dexter Miles,
with
the
a
curator.
Rock.
They toss a rock and it hits him in the head and he gets knocked out. Well, not knocked out completely, because he wakes up and is able to call for help when the cops get there, because the museum, one, got broken into, and... two, got set on fire.
The cops hadn't been called yet. Or hadn't been, you know.
I'm thinking when they... Because they only have a few minutes. No. The cops were called. Because Dexter called them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were on their way. And then in the process of them getting there and him getting knocked out, this old man apparently has this grenade that blows up or sets fire to a lot of the paintings. And they're ready to commit manslaughter. Like that. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
People can't be trusted.
I don't know.
Get a dog.
They get out of the museum. Cops come rolling up. And I was going to check this guy's name. Detective Frank. I can't remember his first name. Detective Frank goes running into the museum and is able to get Dexter out before it completely...
eruption to fire.
Catches fire. Yeah.
Just becomes demolished.
Yeah.
Fuck words today, man. What the
words
fuck?
Words are hard, dude.
More difficult today than, like, normal.
Yeah. End of the workday. Like, normally we record these on a Sunday where are just relaxed.
Yeah.
We just got done with work.
Yeah.
And I just got done working at, like, we're just both at the end of the shift.
I had to buy one of those because on my way home from work, I was falling asleep.
Yeah, see? Another reason why I want to get through these quick so you don't hear forever.
I need to drink three of these so then I can think like the Flash. Then no.
Or just do Coke. Yeah.
Oh.
So we go back to the Flash, and if, you know, listeners remember, he had just met his new lawyer.
Attorney.
Yeah. Cecile Horton.
Yeah.
Another thing I completely forgot, rewatching the Flash issues or episodes on Netflix, Cecile shows up in the show
and ends up with
Joe West.
Yeah,
didn't realize that. I did not put two and two together.
Yeah, well, when I read the name in here,
uh-huh.
I was like, I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't remember what her name was in the show. I was like, but I'm too fucking lazy to look it up. So
just waiting. Yeah, no, the only reason it even clicked to me. Harrison Wells, every time she would come in, she's like, he would always say D.A. or do you always say D.A. Cecile Horton or District Attorney Cecile Horton? He basically said like her whole title out, and I'm like, wait a minute. It clicked after the fact.
One thing I will say for the show that I like more than I like in the comics is the cast is diversified.
Yes.
Not
I'm actually...
Everybody is a, you know, Caucasian...
Yeah,
like it, because I don't think there are any characters in this that are like
main characters.
Yeah, main characters that aren't.
I was indifferent to Iris in the beginning. Love Joe. Joe was great. Like, and it's one of those things that early on, I learned that if Papa Joe's sad, everybody's sad. Man, I see that man crying, I cry. I don't get it. I can't remember the actor's name.
Big puppy dog eyes.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Anyways,
but yeah.
So they're at the what are they? That's
the
like
evil
the mountain.
Lair.
Yeah,
the evil lair.
The villain lair. That's the mountaintop like weird house of Cecile's, and the Flash and Cecile are talking, and she hates him. And
she okay, we don't. That's not revealed yet.
But I thought she says it right here, doesn't she?
No. She doesn't reveal that.
She's like,
later.
You're a douche and don't talk to me.
No, she's trying to keep him at arm's length because she is just there to take over the case for Peter because he's injured.
And she's passively hostile.
Very, very passively hostile. And very cold. Like, she's giving him the cold shoulder every chance she gets. We will find out why.
Not in these episodes, but... Or not in these issues, but the issues after, I believe.
No, that's true. We find out that she does not like him.
Yeah.
In these issues. She asks the Flash to take her to go see Peter and see how he's doing.
She's like, Flash, let me see Peter.
Oh, Jesus. I got something to talk about that later.
Oh, Lord.
So he takes her to the hospital, and we meet the doctor with the tiniest face.
Yeah, what the fuck,
it's,
dude?
It's Jay Leno, dude.
Oh my god, now that you said that.
Like, okay, so the
huge chin. And
yeah,
like
huge chin, a giant forehead, and he's just saying, yeah, Peter, what is
that? You know, in character development, like when you're playing a video game and you can make your own character and you can shrink the... That's exactly what this looks like. It looks like somebody hit the button back too many times.
It is, like his facial features are tiny compared to his
massive
giant head.
Jaw.
But he's telling Cecile and Flash that, you know, we're past the worst
he's
for
doing,
Peter.
He's
doing,
he's
on
doing
the mend.
Better. Yeah.
And
Cecile keeps pulling out a pocket watch.
Yeah, you remember the Flavor Flav watch
yeah.
that she had?
Yeah, Flavor.
Which, is that smaller than what it was in the last issue?
Yes,
I meant to go,
yes
okay,
it is.
I meant to go look at that
because
up. I totally forgot.
Well, when she had it in the first picture right here, I was like, I thought that was bigger than a pocket because I thought we were making fun of her for
we
it.
We were making fun of her
okay.
for it.
And, but yeah, no, now it's the size of a normal pocket watch.
Yeah.
It's no longer an alarm clock.
So then Flash and Cecile go out to the hallway and, he tells her that he's got some errands he needs to go run, some personal errands.
Asks her if, you know, he wants her him to drop her off anywhere, and she's like, no, fuck off, dude.
Yeah, it's like, I have a full agenda ahead of me as well. Tell you what, though, we can meet in front of City Hall at 5 o'clock if you're so inclined. And that... He's taking
why wouldn't he
back
be inclined?
A little
he's,
bit by
they're
that,
supposed
yeah.
to be talking about his trial and getting everything in order. And she's like, you know, whatever, dude. Like, if you want to show up, I don't give a shit. But
yeah.
I'll be there.
There's another part later on that I'm going to get to about that as well. And then a doctor, before Flash can leave, a doctor comes up and asks him if he'd heard about the Flash Museum. And
he's like, duh, it's my museum.
He's like, I figured you'd be down there helping. And so Flash rushes off and comes to find the museum on fire, and the firefighters, you know, taking care of it as much as they can. What I find funny is the Flash could easily go in there and fix it, but instead stops to go see how Dexter is doing first.
Hey,
and
buddy,
then
what's
go.
Up? See, your place is on fire. That's cool.
And this is what I was going to bring up a little bit ago, but... Dexter is able to, because he saw who did this. He saw their faces.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say anything about it. Like he was assaulted,
almost killed,
and he could easily identify who these people were.
But nobody asks him either.
There is
well,
that
we know of. Maybe in between like him getting saved and the Flash getting there, he was like, by the way, these are the people that did it. You're looking for a little dude that looks like a chick, the most buff old dude you've ever seen, and then some blonde.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. Okay, well, Flash, can you help us out here? It's just,
look,
3-year-old man.
Yeah. You're obviously senile.
Yeah. So Flash rushes into the museum, and I was...
Whirlwinds his arms to pull all the smoke out?
Well, okay, so I know he can do a whirlwind... I was unaware he was able to get it to go through the walls like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, how is he vibrating the molecules of the gas in
yeah.
the air?
Right. I guess we can go with that logic. Why not? He then saves a firefighter that falls through the roof because the firefighter was being a little careless.
Right. Like, okay, I know people that are firefighters. And in a situation like this where there's not any body in there to save, like, mm-hmm. there's no people,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be, you know, climbing through the place. Like,
well, and he's on the roof. On the roof. I'm pretty sure. They don't actually say, but I'm pretty sure he's on the roof. And, oh, no, it does. See, Flash says that he must have weakened that section of the roof, or the fire must have weakened the section of the roof. So the firefighter is on the roof trying to control the fire. That's fine.
But if it's on fire inside, they wouldn't be standing on the roof.
Right there. Yes.
Like, I mean, that's just, you know.
101. Yeah, that's firefighting 101.
Common sense 101.
Fire's
hot. It goes up. I have an idea, guys. I know how to squash wood. Fire. Ouch.
Yeah. So he rescues him, and they're just standing there lamenting on the Flash Museum and what it's going to take to fix it up. We then go to the trio of old man, young lady, and kid who may be a guy, but possibly a girl, but maybe a guy. They are being talked to by some unknown through like a speaker system.
Some unknown.
Well.
Yeah.
Even though when they pull out they had this microsonic device around their ear.
I thought it was in their ear.
I think it's around only because later on when Flash finds one.
I thought it was tucked in though.
Okay. See,
I don't.
It's not really worked out so
I
well.
I guess that's true. And usually, like, when you see them, they've already, you know, had them out.
Yeah.
So.
Out where it's like right there. Yeah, right by close to it.
Yeah.
But they were being mind control.
Yeah. With a tiny little horn.
Yeah. A
mind
pipe,
controlled,
you might say.
With a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Horn.
Yeah.
Anyways, so as, you know, they're taking these things out, they change their clothes back into normal everyday attire. And yes, it is a boy I see now because he's wearing boy clothes. Well, I guess that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well,
but back
for
in the 60s, when they were drawing 80s.
This is the 80s.
Back in the 80s, when they were drawing it, it would have meant something.
Yeah, because, it would have been a boy.
Anyways, and then they all go their separate ways and they have no recollection of anything that's going on.
Yep. And we don't see them ever again.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah,
and we literally don't see them ever again.
Not in these issues, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt they'll come back, but...
But could you imagine, like, walking into the Flash Museum and the curator's like, you motherfucker! And then you're just like...
Security guard, arrest him!
Yeah.
Wait, what? What'd I do? Shit, what?
Did I know you, sir?
And then the mysterious voice basically takes this as a win. Like, these three individuals...
The mysterious voice in tights and Peter Pan shoes.
No. Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
He calls this a win because there's no recollection, and he was able to control these people just fine. We then go to a
high-speed chase.
On a...
pier.
Is it a pier or is it just a bridge? Like,
oh, see, I thought it was actually like a pier, and they just drove off the side of the pier, but you can't tell in any of the pictures.
Well, because they don't ever have an end.
Yeah. You could be right.
I'm pretty sure it's a bridge. Now,
because I'm trying
my
to think.
Thing is, it's a wooden bridge.
Yeah.
At that. The other thing is, I don't think there would be an oil slick on a wooden bridge as thick as that wasn't soaked into the wood or soaked through.
Well, that, and like when I first saw it, I thought it was a hole in the bridge.
Same.
Okay. Until he said, you know, oh, that must have been a big oil slick or whatever. It's like,
what
really?
The fuck, dude?
A banana peel!
Not only was it big enough oil slick for them to drive into the river, it turned their car 90 degrees
right
into the river.
Drive in, yeah. Like, I mean, that's...
That's impressive. I know Mario Kart, you spun out.
Yeah.
But you also, like, spun out still going forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again...
Okay,
car
here,
spin
here's,
out.
Here's yeah, what yeah. happened, okay? The oil slick was just big enough to where the ass end started to slide, and then it caught traction again, and by the time it caught traction, it had already been facing it at a right angle.
Okay, I can go with that.
All right, good.
Flash.
Otherwise, we're going to, you know.
It's dumb. It's just, it's whatever. Flash happens to be running by.
Naturally.
And he gets him out.
He pushes the car out of the... Okay, as far as I know, Flash does not have super strength. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. He pushes a car through the muck on the bottom of a river, up the bank of a river, then rips the door off.
I got nothing, dude.
I've tried breaking cars before. Don't look at me like that.
I know what you're talking about.
the take apart. That's I've literally went there and just like grabbed a hold of pieces just to see how easily they break off.
They don't.
And you're not gonna break a door off by grabbing it like that unless you have super strength.
I work with vehicles on a daily basis. Yeah. I know how heavy that shit is.
Exactly.
So,
but anyways, so the Flash motorboats a car out of
he saves these guys. Cops, you know, nice. cops taking them away because they were being chased by the cops, of course. So we go to the Woodside Psychiatric Clinic, where we're introduced to these. Okay, listen, these two characters don't mean shit. Yeah. They're like some criminals. I don't know. They're fucking
one
stupid.
Dude's tweaked out, and the other dude's like, "Hey, see, we're gonna rob you." See?
Yeah, I don't know. The important part is Fiona is there. She is seeing the shrink after her mental breakdown. You know, after the wedding. She's basically just trying to get
back
cleared.
To
yeah.
She's released. Trying. Yeah. She's trying to get back to where she's no longer in need of mental help.
Yeah. These two dimwits come in because the one guy that's tweaked out is he's a fucking idiot. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not even worth talking about.
Okay.
Really.
Like, is this like anything that ever comes up ever again?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So no, anyways, so these two guys break in, they try to shoot her. The Flash saves her.
Yeah.
She's crying. I thought she was going to kiss the Flash for a minute there.
Yeah, it shows them
very
kinda close.
Like, you smell like somebody I know.
Yeah. But Flash leaves. He's got to go.
He's all like, something. Oh, she seems so much better without
me. I do like how she's crying, and then when Flash goes to leave, she's all smiling.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. Look at the... Okay.
Maybe she just throw on the tear show, hoping she could get a little bit of sympathy sex or something. I don't know. I mean, he'd have probably thrown it to her if she'd asked. But
I mean, I probably would have, but...
Quickly. Anyways,
bring that up here again in a few issues.
So we
go back to we go back to Cecile, and she's talking to Redick. I like how she calls him ND Rednick instead of Redick or ND Redick, which is great. She has no care in the world for the guy either.
Yeah,
this is the douchebag lawyer that was trying to get Flash's case but got pissed off when.
Now he's slowly been, you know, trying to eliminate.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, that's right. Didn't we cover this in the last time? He was the douchebag that
was he? I don't know.
Because remember, there's a bomb under the table, and then they had enough time to look at the bomb. Oh.
I wonder what that is.
And he's curious why she is in town, and she nonchalantly says, "Well, I'm working on a case, and you're about ready to meet who I'm working for." And Flash runs up. Grabs her and runs off. He's like, "Wait, you've got the Flash case?"
And what? By that time, she's already too far away to hear.
Yeah,
dude, I do like to. I would like to say though that the fucking shoulder pads on her jacket
are very 80s.
Are terrifying.
Well, no, again, like, super villain lair
exactly
in the mountains
exactly.
Like
she looks like an emaciated bird, like where like the you know when their wings like poke up above their. Back's like a vulture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And this is where we get
her. And here you go. Flava Flav necklace back, by the way.
Well, no,
it's twice the size of a hand now. Because before it fit right here into her hand, and now it's like.
It's getting bigger. Okay. And this is where we get her saying that, you know, my loyalty is to Peter and our partnership. I despise you and every inch of the ground that you run on. Regardless of the outcome of the trial, my hatred for you will never die.
And the Flash is like, "Oh wait, that's super. This is the person that's representing me, so I don't go to jail."
Yeah. Wait. What? Fuck.
And then that's where they leave us at, you know, the end of that episode. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.